Reginald Barron from Killeen, Texas, a good friend of mine. This man is a great man of God, a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. At this time, Brother Reginald Barry will bring us a message according to the pattern. Brother Barry.
Well, first, I'd like to say good evening to everyone. I'm glad you're on the line. I want to thank Brother Brooks for the invitation to speak this evening on this nationwide gospel meeting call. Our subject tonight is according to the pattern. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, according to the pattern. In Hebrews chapter 8, starting at verse 1, the scripture teaches us. Now the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavenly places, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Hence, it is necessary that this high priest also have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are those who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle. For see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. And so this evening, according to the pattern. Now there are about 2.5 billion people in the world, in the whole world today, who call themselves Christians. And so tonight, no matter what church you are affiliated with, understand that the foundational doctrine of Jesus Christ is love. First and foremost, whatever we teach from the scriptures must be done in love and must be taught in spirit and in truth. Now, God has always left his people a pattern to follow, a pattern that will protect us from self-destruction. Did you know that we can destroy ourselves both mentally and spiritually? We can destroy our families, our church families, even our nation, if we don't begin to look into God's word and start living according to his pattern. We can even find ourselves in danger of losing our soul. Now, the Hebrew writer teaches us about God's servant Moses. From our text, when God instructed Moses in the building of the tabernacle, he was very specific as how the tabernacle and all the furniture in it were to be constructed. And Moses knew exactly how God wanted the tabernacle to be built, for he had the exact pattern, or he had the exact blueprint given of God. And if there were ever a time when Moses was in doubt, all he needed to do was call upon the Lord. So if a mistake had been made, it would be on the part of Moses, either ignoring the pattern or in refusing to accept that pattern. God has always demanded that his pattern be followed in exactness. Another example, Noah had a pattern for the ark as given by God. God specified all the measurements for Noah, the material, and the arrangements of the ark, and Noah was not permitted to add an extra door or add an extra window to the ark, nor could he substitute another wood for the gopher wood which God had specified. But now we know that Noah was approved of God. Why? The scripture tells us in Genesis 6 and 9, Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time, and Noah walked with God. Noah built the ark according to the pattern. Genesis 6 and 22. Thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him, and so he did. And we too, even tonight, are to follow the pattern of God. God didn't tell us to build a tabernacle tonight, nor an ark. He wants us to build on Jesus' church, Romans 16:16. The churches of Christ greet you. He wants us to teach people who are enthusiastic to learn about the story of Jesus, those who believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus from the dead, those who are trustworthy and faithful men and women, a people of compassion, people of love and kindness, who are always willing to forgive people no matter how many times they ask. God has left a pattern of unconditional love, first and foremost, in his church. And we must trust and live by God's pattern as we work out our own salvation. We are his workmanship. Paul says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building, 1 Corinthians 3:9-11, according to the grace of God, which was given to me, Paul says, as a wise master builder. Paul said, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But let each man be careful how he builds upon it, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Yeah, Paul was a master builder in the Lord's church, and he laid a true foundation according to the pattern. And then Paul warns any who would follow to build only upon that foundation according to the pattern. Paul wrote about the gospel message in 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Paul says, now we have received, not who is we, he and the other apostles. They have received not a spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts and spiritual words. See, the divine pattern was delivered by the Holy Spirit. And this is what Paul preached. And notice how he referred back to the pattern, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. This surely pictures Paul as consulting the original pattern as he was teaching. And we must do the same. We must learn the original pattern of salvation, a pattern of sound doctrine. You know, when the Apostle Paul wrote the young preacher Timothy, and he also wrote the young preacher Titus, 2 Timothy 1:13, he told Timothy to retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. He told the preacher Titus, Titus 2:7-8, in all things show yourself to be an example of good deeds, with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, in order that the opponent may be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. And that sound speech is necessary to fulfill the pattern. People need to receive that pattern, even tonight. Paul further charged the elders of the church, Titus 1:9. He says, holding fast the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, that is, that he may be able to both exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict. See, the inspired apostles, they were determined to guard the pattern of the gospel. And when Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, they weren't following the pattern. Galatians 1:6-8. Paul said to them, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for another gospel, which is really not another, only that there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. See, many people today have added to the divine pattern or have subtracted things from that pattern. But Paul said in verse 8, but even though we are an angel from heaven to preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let them be accursed. In other words, Teachers and preachers must be careful what they teach and preach, or be cursed by God Almighty. 2 John 9, anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teachings of Christ does not have God. And so the choice is simple. Follow the pattern that Jesus left through his apostles. Follow the pattern of be at risk of losing your fellowship with God or even your soul. See, the pattern of sound doctrine of Jesus Christ had to be faithfully followed without any adding or subtracting, not altering the word of God. That's how followers of Christ can lose their way, when we alter the word. No adding to or subtracting from the word of God. And God left a pattern for his church. Yeah, Jesus promised, Matthew 16 and 18, to build his church. And he prayed that they may all be one, John 17 and 21. The psalmist writes in the 127th division of Psalm, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. See, when Jesus saves people, even today, he adds them to his church. Acts 2:47. The Lord added to the church daily such as was being saved. And understand that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself is being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20. We want all people who call themselves Christians to follow the divine pattern. We persuade men who call themselves Christians tonight to trust and obey the apostles' form of teachings. When Paul talked to the church at Rome, he wrote in Romans 6:17 and 18, but thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. See, if we follow the pattern of Jesus' apostles, we will find ourselves in a good place, a place of peace, a place of happiness, a safe place. Peter, the apostle Peter wrote, but you are a chosen race, 1 Peter 2:9. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter says, for you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. See, we have been called out of darkness tonight, been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And when we receive that light, we receive it according to the pattern. See, the Lord had a pattern for salvation. He still has a pattern for salvation. James 2:14, what use is it, my brethren? If a man says he has faith, but he has no works, can that faith save him? Listen, God commands us to do something with our faith. James 2:21, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works? Yes, Abraham had to do something. Well, what did he do? Well, he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar. You see, that faith was working with his works. And as a result of the works, faith was perfected. See, the scriptures were fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God. Why? Because he did something with his faith, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. We must do something according to the pattern. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Peter taught those evil men, those men who put Jesus to death, who killed our Lord. And Jesus taught them the divine pattern when they asked, what shall we do? Peter said to them, he told them the pattern. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises for you and your children, and all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. And with many other words, he solemnly testified. He kept on exhorting. He kept on preaching to them. He said, save yourself from this perverse generation. Scripture says, so then those who had received the word were baptized. They followed the pattern of salvation. And this is our goal tonight, to baptize those who have not followed God's divine pattern of salvation. Scripture says, and that will add to that day about 3,000 souls. Yeah, we must trust in the word of God, believe it and obey it. Listen to the pattern again, Acts 8 and 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, they were baptized, men and women alike. They were following the pattern of salvation. Acts 8, 36 through 38, and as they were along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Peter said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. See, this teaches us that we must be baptized. We must be buried in water for our salvation. This is the pattern that we must be following. Acts 16, 30 through 34 again. Let us hear the pattern. And after he brought them out, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him together with all who were in his house. See, they didn't just believe. They had to do something. Verse 33 says, and he took them that very hour of the night and washed their wounds, and immediately he was baptized. He and all his household. And he brought them into his house and set food before them and rejoiced greatly, having believed in God with his whole house. God wants the whole household to follow this pattern. And as Jesus was about to descend into heaven, he told his apostles in Matthew, in Mark 16 and 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. That's the pattern. See, we all fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3, 26. We sin and we fall short. But when Paul wrote to church at Rome in Romans 6 and 3, he said to them, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in a newness of life, a new life. This is God's pattern for salvation. And not only salvation, God has a pattern for worship. Acts 20 and 7, on the first day of the week, when they were gathered together to break bread. Acts 2, 42, and they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer. This is worship. This is a pattern of worship. And if we fail to follow the pattern of the apostles, know this, that we just might be headed in the way of destruction. That's what happened to two young priests under the law of Moses. You know the two priests, Moses' nephews, who were priests, just like their father Aaron. They presented a strange fire in worship to God that was not commanded by God. See, we must be careful of what we present to God in worship. Leviticus 10, 1 through 3. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans, and after putting fire in them, placed incense on it and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, burned them up, and they died before the Lord. We must be careful of how we offer praise to God. Then Moses said to Aaron, it is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I will be treated as holy. See, they offered a strange fire before the Lord. That wasn't holy. We can't offer a strange worship to God. And then they did it in front of the whole congregation. Scripture says that before all the people, I will be honored. They wasn't honoring God. Scripture says, so Aaron, therefore, he kept silent. He had just lost both of his sons. But God gave them a simple pattern. Our pattern is simple tonight. We must hear the word of God, believe it, repent, confess Christ before men, and be buried with Christ in baptism. That's all God asks us to do. 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul was afraid that the Corinthians would be deceived, just as Eve was deceived by the craftiness of the serpent. We have to be careful. Paul says, if someone comes and preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel. See, some people just won't follow the pattern. They won't follow it. There are 2.5 billion people in the world who call themselves Christians today. Are they all following the pattern? What does God say about those who would not follow the pattern? John 2:9, anyone who goes too far, does not abide in the teachings of Christ, does not have God. But the one who abides in the teachings, he has both the Father and the Son. If we would please God tonight, we must still make all things according to the pattern. Listen, Jesus did not come down from heaven and suffer and die a cruel, agonizing death on a cross for us to take his word lightly. We must do things according to the pattern, just as Noah, Abraham, and Moses did. Let us be of one spirit even tonight. We want everyone on this line to be a member of the Church of Christ. We follow the divine pattern. Again, there are about 2.5 billion Christians in the whole world today, those who call themselves Christians. And whatever is being taught there, it must be according to the pattern, and in spirit and in truth. See, all the people of God followed his pattern all through Bible history. And those that didn't, they faced the consequences. See, we want to live our life according to his pattern in our conduct and fellowship. And so we invite you to make your salvation sure tonight. Come by faith. You've heard the word. Believe it and repent. And make that great confession before men, just like the Ethiopian eunuch did, that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And be baptized, buried into his death, even tonight. Just get with the person who invited you on this line, and they will gladly help you. That's my lesson tonight. I now turn it over to Brother Brooks.